deja que dijo hizo asomea besomacto deja que dijo hizo asomea. I am very pleased to be here to be able to wish you a very healthy and a happy and prosperous new year filled with brachos and mitzvah opportunities, and certainly to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sukkahs. Before coming to Eretz Yisrael, I was a principal of Jewish day schools for 41 years. And for a period of 6 years, I was in Richmond, Virginia. And we had a new secretary. And I was going to go to Baltimore before school began. It was the Elul period, and before school began, and a parent asked me if I would get a chauffeur for her son when I was in Baltimore, and of course, I was only too happy to do it. And before I left on the trip, my secretary came over to me with a very perplexed look on her face. Now, she was a non-Jewish woman, and had no background whatsoever, you know, in Jewish custom or anything like that. And she said to me, Rabbi Rosenbaum, I got a call from Mrs. So-and-so, and she said, you're going to Baltimore. And she asked if you would be able, she's reminding you, if you would be able to get a chauffeur for her son. Do we provide this service too? So I didn't really want to begin giving her a Judaism 101 at this time. And my response was, we do whatever it takes. That was it. Do we provide a chauffeur? So I say, we do whatever it takes. And this really is what I've seen in Adar Satara, that the Rosh Hashiva and the Mashkiach, the Rebbeim, all of them, the machanchim, the avrechim, who work with our students, all they do whatever it takes. I remember when I first came here, the Rosh Yeshiva at a faculty meeting said to us, he said, the yeshiva is for the bachrim. Now that resonated with me, and Baruch Hashem, this is the way it is. So it's a privilege, a pleasure and a privilege to be able, you know, to be a part of Adar Satara. Now, I want to take another walk down memory lane. This is over 65 years ago. This happened. You know, I'm thinking back. It's a while. And I was putting up a sukkah. I was building my sukkah with the help of a man who lived across the street. And I found on one of the panels some bird excrement. And I must have made a face at the time. And this man said to me, it's okay, Kalman. It's okay. That type of dirt you can wash away easily. Now, what he meant, of course, was that that type of dirt, you get rid of it. However, character, something else within a person, that already is something else. And certainly the Rambam says, the Rambam says this in Hilchos Tshuva, that when we do tshuva, it's not just for commission or omission, but it has to do with our midos and everything, this nature of our character. And here, more than 65 years later, this comment really influenced me at the time, and I think of it periodically when I start, building my sukkah. And it just shows us, too, that we have to be aware of what the right word at the right time could do. Fine, it's a sukkah's memory. Now, one of the questions that the Nesivah Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, asks, and others ask it as well, is why is it that Ushpizen are welcomed into the sukkah and not any other yomtiv? Why is it we don't have Ushpizen on Pesach? I would think that since Moshe and Aaron are two of the seven Ushpizen, that I would invite them even more so on Pesach. You know, the nachas that they would get from their Pesach Seder. You know, why do we invite Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David? Why is it on Sukkot? So, of course, one basic understanding is that we ourselves are more ready at this time to meet and greet them. We've gone through the process of purification of the Yomi Noroyim. It's certainly perhaps the best time for that, and that's true. Another reason given, and which it has strong impact by the Nishtiv Shalom, is that in truth, the Ushpizin really don't want to come down to earth. They're in heaven. They want to stay in heaven. They're not interested in coming here. However, the sukkah is a virtual chamber of heaven on earth. That's a beautiful, beautiful idea. A chamber of heaven on earth. And therefore, they willingly come because they're really not changing their milieu. They're remaining, so to speak, in heaven, because that's what the sukkah is, a chamber of heaven on earth. And this, the corollary to this is that one has to be very careful how one behaves in the sukkah, the behavior, the speech, whatever it is. And it just gives us a better understanding relating to the Ushpizin. Now, the sukkah itself is also a symbol of the ephemeralness of life in this world. This world is a prosdor. It's an antechamber to Olam Haba, to the world to come. And just like the sukkah is temporary, this world is temporary as well. And it's juxtaposed to the Yomim Noraim, because this essentially is what we've been working with the whole Yomim Noraim. We made resolutions. We have dealt with concepts of spiritual concepts. And really, this is what the sukkah is doing too. It is reinforcing this idea that we can have continuity to all that's involved as well. Now, very important part of sukkahs is the use of lulav and esrog. Now, I want to introduce this idea of lulav and esrog in the following manner. A person, says the Maharal Miprag, should strive for shlemus. Shlemus essentially means a firm, healthy relationship, threefold relationship, a relationship between himself and God, himself and his fellow man, and a firm and healthy relationship with himself, man and himself. Bein Adam la'makom, bein Adam l'chavero, bein Adam la'atzmo. All right, let's look at this relationship through the lens of the Arba Minim. A lot has been said about the Arba Minim. I wanted to focus on one particular medrash. Medrash takes the esrog. The esrog has tam. The esrog has reyach. It has both taste and it has fragrance. In contrast, the arava is the willow. It does not have. It does not have taste. It does not have fragrance. In between, we have the date palm with taste and no fragrance, and we have the myrtle with fragrance and without taste. That is the arbamin. We take them in our hand all together, and we use them for the mitzvah. Now, using this as a metaphor, I want to be able to relate it to relationships. Some days a person has in his relationship with Hashem an esrog day. I feel so good about my relationship with Hashem by my performance or by whatever is happening in my life. Ah, I feel so connected to Hashem. On other days, I feel distance. Again, either by something of my omission or commission or something that's happening, I don't feel that there. I don't feel that closeness at all. I feel distant. And in between, I have different permutations of I feel somewhat close but not totally, and based on the lulav and the hadassim as such. The Torah expects that we should get a grip on ourselves and our relationship and know the following. When it comes to Hashem, he loves you. No matter what, how you feel about your relationship with him, no, he never abandons you. He's always there to help you. He is your father, and a father never abandons his son or his daughter, and that is the way it is. At least certainly that father, our father in heaven. Now, talk about our relationship with people. I have a friend, he's like an estuary. So easy to get along with, a great fellow, whatever it may be. If it's a woman, she has her female friend, wonderful. The same idea for both. And then I have someone else who, to me, he's like the willow, like the arava. It's, you know, ain't reich, no fragrance, no taste. It's hard. And then in between, I have the other two. The fact is this. The Torah tells us, "Ahavta l'recha kamocha" is for all Jews. Do your best to include everyone. Get a grip on yourself in your relationship with people as well. And, you know, follow through. Do the best to fulfill "Ahavta l'recha kamocha." And then, benam la'atzmo. For whatever reason, I have a mood today, a spiritual mood, so feeling, I'm on a high. And other days, that's my esrog mood. And sometimes I'm the mood of the arava, just the opposite. And therefore, or in between the permutations of like the lulav metaphor or the hadas. And the Torah tells us, just like we hold on to lulav and esrog, get a grip on yourself. And remember that you are supposed to serve Hashem no matter what, under all circumstances, overcome everything. And this is the idea that when I hold the lulav and esrog, I know that whether it is, besides I'm fulfilling this particular mitzvah of the lulav esrog per se, but part of it all is that in my relationship between myself and Hashem, myself and my fellow man, myself and myself, I hold myself together and I do the very best, and Hashem will see that I am successful. Now, I want to go on to something else that Reb Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he made an observation that relates to us in a very meaningful and a lasting way. And it is as follows. When we started off Slichas, so we opened the ark for Shema Koleinu. It was just for a short amount of time in the Davening. And then we went on from Slichas to Rosh Hashanah. And we opened and closed the ark numerous times. Okay. And then Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we added to Shema Koleinu, we added Avinu Malkeinu. And the ark was open. And the ark being open symbolizes a closeness that we have. And then, Yom HaKippurim, we have Ne'ilah. The ark is open the entire time during Ne'ilah. A closeness with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. Now, Sukkot, we come even closer. We take out a Sefer Torah on the days of Sukkot, and we place it, we stand with it near the Bima, and we circle it during Hoshanas. Wonderful. Hoshana Rabbah is even better. All the Sifrei Torah come out, and we get closer and closer and closer. And Simchas Torah, ay, 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 Simchas Torah, we hold the Sefer Torah. We dance with the Sefer Torah. We kiss the Sefer Torah. This is the ultimate closeness as symbolized to our relationship with Hashem and his with ours. And we dance and we dance. And Rav Shach says, may we continue dancing the entire year. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. Let us be happy in doing and performing mitzvahs. We just don't do them. We live them. This is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. And every day of the year. And my wish to all of us at this time is that we should be able to take the feeling, the message of Yom Tov, of the Yomim Noraim, and of Sukkot, embrace everything as we are in the embrace of the Almighty, and in Yitzhak Shem have a wonderful, wonderful, healthy, happy, and prosperous year in Yetzirah Hashem. Ay, 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 da-da-dum, pa-pa-pa-pa, da-da-da-pa-da-da-da. Hoy 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 v'samachto b'chagechom v'hayisa ach sameach hoy v'sam